AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Consumer confidence has been dropping. AP correspondent Mike Hempin.
U.S. consumers have been less confident in the economy as Americans remain anxious about prices and the impact of President Trump's tariffs. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index fell nearly 4 points this month to 89. That is close to the 85 reading in April, when Trump rolled out his import taxes on U.S. trading partners, a measure of Americans' short-term expectations for their income, business conditions, and the job market remain stable, but well below 80. That is the marker that can signal a recession ahead. It was the 11th straight month that reading has come in under 80. I'm Mike Hempin.
AP's Karen Shamas reports on frequent Israeli settler violence in the West Bank.
Israeli settlers have attacked a Palestinian home in the south of the Israeli-occupied West Bank overnight as part of what are frequent Israeli settler attacks in the territory. Amir Dawood, who directs an office documenting such frequent attacks, said the Israeli settlers smashed a door and a window of the home, firing tear gas inside that sent three Palestinian children under the age of 4 to hospital. Although Israeli police claim to have arrested 5 settlers in this incident, Dawood confirmed it was the second settler attack on the family in less than 2 months and that it was part of systemic Israeli settler violence that is carried out frequently without punishment from Israeli officials. Israeli settler violence on Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank has surged in recent months, with an average of 8 attacks daily being recorded by the UN during October's olive harvest alone. I'm Karen Shamas.
Greta Thunberg was arrested in central London while supporting pro-Palestinian activists who are staging a hunger strike to protest their imprisonment while awaiting trial on charges related to a series of earlier demonstrations. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a funeral for a victim in the Brown University shooting.
Hundreds of Alabama funeral goers mourned a Brown University sophomore killed in a recent campus shooting attack. Friends and family members gathered at the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham.
Why have we come together from many places and many settings, some from far away? We've come to honor Ella Cook.
19-year-old Ella Cook and another student were killed December 13th when a gunman opened fire during a study session. Authorities believe a former graduate student carried out that attack. He was later found dead in New Hampshire. Cook was studying French, math, and economics at Brown, where she also served as vice president of the College Republicans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.